Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. I never thought I'd love seeing the rain as much as I did this past week. It raised the water levels in the rivers and lakes and brought the green back to our yards. We know that last week's rain isn't enough to stave off the upcoming drought of 2014. We still have a rough road ahead. My memories of the 1977 drought in California are from visiting with a group of teenagers. We took a bus down from I-5 from Oregon to SeaWorld, stopping at Knott's Berry Farm, Hearst Castle, and a conference in Fresno along the way. I remember the signs in the restaurants that said you needed to ask for water if you wanted it. But the swimming pools were still in operation, and I thought that was odd. We've all heard the standard suggestions for saving water. Not running water while brushing your teeth, taking shorter showers, not washing your car. And I ran across a couple I hadn't heard before, and I wanted to share them. One, fill pitchers with excess water while waiting for the water to heat up or get cold. Two, if you drop an ice cube on the floor, toss it in a plant instead of the sink. I'm not an indoor plant person, so I'm thinking I will start a water recovery bowl for my outside shrubs. Not that I drop that much ice or have that many shrubs. Three, save water from rinsing vegetables for watering plants. Another great idea for a recovery bowl. Fortuna is tightening its observance of who can buy water from the city. Good move, Fortuna. People who need it will still have a chance to buy it, but I'm thinking the pot growers are going to be hurting this summer. Our popular county blog does a disservice to the drought problem by downplaying the relationship between pot growing and our water supply. The other day, they talked about the, quote, unsavory water use practices, unquote, unveiled in PotBus. Unsavory? Another line in the same story said, quote, water issues go well beyond whatever good or arguably bad practices marijuana farmers may be using to grow their crops, end quote. Arguably bad? Have they not seen the up-close photos of an abandoned illegal pot grow? I'll have watershed associates send them a few. What we need to get the environmentalists and media interested in the pot-growing water issue is to somehow tie Rob Arkley or Charles Hurwitz to the story. Do you think the words unsavory or arguably bad would be used to describe the water diversion happening in the hills if Mr. Arkley or Mr. Hurwitz were involved? If they were tied to the issues, the words would arguably be devastating, life-threatening, unconscionable. We are going to be in for a rough time of it this summer, and we need everyone to step up to the plate. It's time the industrial pot growers stopped illegally diverting streams. Hey, I think I just heard that Charles Hurwitz bought out a bunch of those pot grows. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.